two federal employee unions are encouraging their members to call members of Congress and make them explain the impact of a government shutdown. The National Treasury Employees Union and the National Federation of Federal Employees say April 5th should be Federal Employee Call-In Day, where you and your colleagues call their members of Congress and ask them to avoid a government shutdown at all costs, all hour long, talking to Federal News Radio experts about the shutdown situation. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller here with details on why NTEU and NFFE believe these phone calls will help avoid a government shutdown. Jason, if it hasn't helped by now, I mean, this is not the first thing the unions have done when it comes to the shutdown. If they haven't gotten anything, made any impact now, why will this make a difference, do they think?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. Obviously, there's the House rule that says if we don't get the legislation out there by Tuesday night,
right,
it's not, you know, that's a 72-hour rule, so it has to be up for 72 hours. So Tuesday night is really the first really big, big deadline. So they think, get out there now, get the momentum going, remind legislators just how important this is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the CR runs out midnight of April 9th, so the 12 o'clock. So they are going, okay, let's make one last push to make a difference. And you're right. They've been working all along. This is not just, okay, they woke up and said, let's make this happen.
Right.
But in fact, this is a part of the initial push. Now, Colleen Kelly is the president of NTU, and she talks a little bit about why they're doing this now and how it will work.
We are asking all of our members and everyone who is involved with the federal government to call their members of Congress and tell them to reject extreme budget cuts and to come to a reasonable compromise before the continuing resolution expires. Our message is that Congress must do its job for federal employees to be able to do their jobs. It's as simple as that. And I think that phone calls from thousands of federal employees can change the debate on this issue. Federal employees understand better than anybody the detrimental impact that a government shutdown and unrealistic budget cuts are going to have on the critical services that the American public expects from them, and also on our fragile economic recovery.
Now, Bill Dugan is the president of the NFFE, the National Federation of Federal Employees, and he says his members really must explain not just the impact on the Washington, D.C. area workers, but on the communities across the country. He offers one example in West Texas, the Red River Army Depot.
It's the largest employer and pays the highest wage of any employer in the immediate area, and this is in rural Texas. Furloughs at such a facility have an immediate impact in the small communities. Hundreds of such communities like this throughout the United States. This means that the grocery stores, the restaurants, the hardware stores, and other small businesses in these areas that count on federal workers patronizing their shops will be deeply impacted. If the government were to shut down for a day or two, there would be a noticeable but not necessarily long-term impact to businesses in these communities. However, if a shutdown were to drag on for a week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, small businesses will have no choice but to cut back staff or shutter their doors.
So obviously what Bill Dugan's saying there is the idea of make the calls, get out there, explain mm-hmm. to them, not mm-hmm. just this is about us or about my paycheck,
yes.
but think about the communities
yes.
that all these VA hospitals, Army bases, and others really impact.
And that's the discussion that I think, and I've talked about it with Amy and Tom already this hour, that I'm not sure that whoever's job it is to do it, that conversation hasn't happened yet. Telling people exactly what does this mean if these people, whoever they are, don't go to work for however many days. What is the Hatch Act implication here, though? Because there are some folks that could see this as political activity, and that plays into this too.
That's a tremendous question. That's the same one I asked during the press conference. One of the things that comes up is if you're going to be making calls, and number one, do them on your own time.
Right.
That's important.
Okay.
Do them using your own phone or your home computer. Don't use your .gov/mil address.
Mm-hmm.
Keep out of it. And then also the other idea is that don't just think, okay, well, I'll just reach out. I'll promote somebody. Just talk about the impact of the shutdown and the spending. And in fact, Maureen Gilman is the NTU's legislative and political director. She explains where the Hatch Act comes in.
To clarify that the Hatch Act only deals with electoral politics. So, and this is definitely a legislative issue. So the Hatch Act is not in play here at all. It would only come into play if people were talking about supporting or opposing a candidate in a partisan election. So this is, the Hatch Act does not come into play here at all.
All right. More on this at federalnewsradio.com, of course, and tomorrow on the Federal News.
Tomorrow on the Federal News.
Excellent. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller on the